障碍何能如此？
How can it be that he shall love me?
我主我神竟为我死。
My Lord, my God should die for me.
我们年轻的时候唱的比较旧的翻译是讲到何等救主竟为我死。
The older version says what an amazing savior who died for me.
弟兄讲说他当初要翻译的时候英文是讲到是我们的主我们的神，他觉得怎么可能是我们的神来为我们死呢？
So the translator, when he looked at the song, he said, why would God, my Lord, die for me?
所以他就翻成何等的救主为我们死。
So that's how he translated the song into what a savior who died for me.
这我们唱起来也是非常的甜美。
And then there's such a sweet song.
但是后来实在感觉到说，是的，我们的救主他就是这位全能的神。
Later on, we realized that yes, this Savior, isn't he just our God?
我们有个更大的惊奇。
Then shouldn't we be more amazed?
哦，这是何等惊人的大爱。
How great of his love.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神，他竟然为我们而死。
That our Lord, our God, who died for me.
我们来读，先读两段的圣经。
So let's start with two Bible verses.
请我们读罗马书第八章三十五节到三十七节。
Romans chapter 8, 35 to 37.
请我们一起来读。
Together.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。这边讲到说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
So he said, who will separate us from the love of Christ?
我们读三十八节和三十九节。
Romans 8:38-39.
因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。他讲到这一切都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
All created things cannot separate us from the love of God.
前面讲说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And then the last verse is, it says, who will separate us from the love of Christ?
这边讲到说没有什么叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Or separate us from the love of God.
这个爱是在基督耶稣里的。
And this love which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们感谢主他救赎了我们。
So thanks to the Lord that he has saved us.
今天我们在基督耶稣的里面。
So now we are in Christ.
那再也没有什么能够叫我们与神的爱能够隔绝。
So now nothing can separate us from the love of God.
罗马书前面他特别讲到人的罪。
At the beginning of Romans, it tells us the sin of man.
人犯了很多罪的行为。
How man has many sinful acts.
然后我们看见从七章开始，他讲到人就是一个罪人。
But then starting from Romans chapter 7, it tells us that men are sinners.
他需要来释放我们。
And man needs to be saved.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经的里面我们看见。
So brothers and sisters, in the Bible, we'll see.
主他爱我们，他为我们舍了。
That our Lord loves us, that He gave Himself for us.
他的爱是牺牲的爱。
And His love is this sacrificing love.
因为我们永远要感谢。
So that's why we have to be with thankfulness.
他在十字架为我们舍命流血。
On the cross, He died and bled for us.
他付了重价把我们买回来归给他。
Paid the heavy price so that we can be with Him.
弟兄姐妹，他的爱是牺牲的爱。
And this sacrificial love.
他的爱是不改变的爱。
Never changing love.
他的爱是爱我们爱到底的爱。
This love that would last with us forevermore.
在罗马书第八章三十二节。
Romans 8:32.
这边说神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了。
He said that he who did not spare his own son, but deliver him over for us all.
他说, 岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们?
How will he not also with him freely give us all things?
神把他儿子都赐给我们了。
Now God gave us even his own son.
他把万物和他一同赐给我们。
And how will he not give us everything else freely?
当我们想到这所有的一切,
when you think of all these things,
在后面他讲到各种不同的环境，各种不同的情形。
Later on, it describes many different things.
人叫万事互相效力。
But all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得着益处。
To those who love God.
我们很喜欢读一些。 的确,我们的神是我们患难中随时的帮助。
We like to read verses that God is our help.
我们也经历到,是的,他是天天背负我们重担的主。
And we know from our experience that in fact He carries our burdens.
我们何等的盼望说,是的,我们成为神的儿女,我们有太多的福分,我们可以来享受。
And how we know and hope that as children of God, we have all these blessings.
但是神叫万事互相效力。
But here is that God causes all things to work together for good.
不一定都是我们所认为好的,或者是说对我有帮助的。
Now the good is not what you perceive as good for you.
今天神要照着他的旨意。
But God is working according to His will.
他把最好的来 赐给我们,
and given us the best things according to His will.
他已经把他的儿子赐给我们,
because He has already given us His own Son.
他要把万物连同他儿子一同赐给我们。
And how will He not give us everything else freely?
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们盼望一同更深的来认识神的爱。
So brothers and sisters, let us understand His love deeper.
从约翰福音3章16节, 我们都非常的熟悉。
John 3:16, a verse that everyone knows.
这神爱世人,
for God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
有人讲说, 整本圣经浓缩起来, 可以浓缩到这一节圣经的里面。
Some people say that if you condense the whole Bible into one verse, that's the verse.
你的信不至灭亡, 反得永生,
that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱我们爱到这样的一个地步。
For God so loved us to that point.
在我们年轻的时候, 有一位年长的姊妹,
when I was younger, there was an older sister.
她非常属灵,而且常常教导我们。
She was very spiritual, and she taught us a great deal.
那时候我们很有福,经常礼拜六都有追求的聚会。
And I was very blessed that on every Saturday, we would come together and pursue.
那有一次呢,这个师母就告诉我们。
And one day, this older sister told us.
她说她常常向自己传福音。
And then she said, I often preach the gospel to me.
我们想说,她已经这么属灵了,她还需要福音吗? 福音不是为着那还 信主的吗?
So we thought, for someone that is so spiritual, she wouldn't need the gospel. Gospel is for the new believers.
他就接着告诉我们说, 他传耶稣何等的爱他。
Then she explained to us that she preaches to herself how God so loved her.
他说, 直到他全心的相信主耶稣每一滴血是为他流的。
Until she wholeheartedly believes that Jesus gave his blood for her.
他向他自己传福音, 直到主的爱充满在他的里面。
She keep on preaching the message to herself until she was filled with love.
弟兄姐妹, 很多的时候我们说, 是的, 我知道神爱我。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we said that we know of God's love.
是的, 我知道主爱我, 为我舍命。
Yes, we know that God loves us and gave his life for me.
但是我们有没有一个非常主观的, 让他的爱充满在我们的里面。
But are you saying that in a subjective sense that you are filled with this love?
很多时候我们在环境顺利的时候, 我们说, 主, 感谢你, 真是爱我。
A lot of times when things are going your way, you will say, thank you, Lord.
只有真正经历到神那个不改变的爱能够写出来说, 我边流泪边赞美, 赞美比以前更甘甜。
But then are there times when you just keep crying and then you praise the Lord for His love?
很多时候我们并不是真的明白,
do you truly understand
神是怎么样的爱我们?
How God so loved you?
很多时候我们说父母爱我们, 我们也知道。
A lot of times you say that, yeah, I know my parents love me.
但是曾经我们在一些过程当中, 我们可能并不是真正的, 从里面的那么的, 知道或者是说接受。
But how oftentimes you think you know, but then you're not accepting.
我记得小时候啊。
And when I was younger,
啊，我有三个姐姐，还有一个弟弟。
I have three older sisters, one younger brother.
然后我们就是一起长大，对不对
？We all grew up together.
但我觉得我父亲就特别不爱我。
But I thought my father disliked me the most.
因为我挨打挨的最多。
Because I was beaten the most.
那大家吃饭呢，就他也不管我呢，这个碗一定要这样子端起来的。
And then when we have dinner, we have to hold our bowl upright.
晚上呢，吃完饭呢，他们去做他们的事情。
And after the meal, everyone else will go do their thing.
我就要坐在他前面，在那边写毛笔字啊。
But I have to sit in front of him and practice my calligraphy.
我觉得我父亲真是不爱我。
And I thought my dad hated.
那写了一撇，写的不对。
And if I don't write it the way he
wants, 他的旁边那个砰一下就打在头上。
And he would beat me up.
很多时候我们真是不明白。
But at that time, I did not understand.
但是今天我们回想，我们说，可能他是特别的爱我。
Today, when I think back, I think my dad loves me the most.
今天神爱我们，那个爱是不改变的爱。
Today, know that God loves you and His love is never changing.
他告诉我们，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
He said, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all."
他今天就要我们。充充足足的丰丰满满的能够得着他的儿子。
Today he wants us to receive his son fully.
弟兄姐妹，这是神爱我们的大爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's great love.
他是独生子那个至极的爱。
Through his begotten son, his own love.
那我们读一下罗马书第八章三十三节和三十四节。
Let us read Romans chapter 8, 33, 34.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
Who will bring a charge against God's elect?
因为有神称他们为义了。
God is the one who justified.
有一位控告者。
The one who condemned.
他是过去是经常常常在那里控告神儿女的。
Someone who accused us day and night.
启示录十二章讲到那控告弟兄的已经摔下去了。
Revelation chapter 12, it says that he who accuses them has been thrown down.
过去仇敌能够控告神的儿女。
Before, our enemy can accuse children of God.
他可以控告所有的人。
In fact, this accuser accused all.
在主来之前，我们知道说，是的，在神的眼中也一样看见，没有一人，连一个也没有。
In fact, before Christ came, God said that there is not one who is cleansed, not even one.
神差遣他独生的儿子为我们来到地上。
So that's why God has to give His only begotten Son.
我们的主站在人的地位。
So that our Lord took on the position of man.
他像我们一样。
Just like all of us.
是的，他经过人所经过的所有的环境道路。
In fact, He went through all the circumstances that you and I ever see.
他比我们所受的，他是多受痛苦，常经忧患。
In fact, he probably suffered more and went through more sorrow than any of us.
他没有什么加薪美容叫人来羡慕他。
And he was without beauty for people to follow him.
我们说这位神的儿子。
And this is the Son of God.
他却是那么圣洁，那么的公义。
Someone who is holy, someone who is just.
他甘愿站在人的地位。
How he willingly took on the position of a man.
早先我们唱那首诗歌讲到他没有救自己。
This morning, the song we said,The song we sang said himself he could not save.
他不能救自己，不然恩典无门来救我们这些荒凉的罪人。
For himself he cannot save, otherwise his salvation cannot come to sinners like us.
他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
他就是这位全能的神。
He is this mighty God.
但是他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
Yet he was led to slaughter as a sheep.
他是默默无声的。
Some a silent lamb.
他 为我们这些罪人
For sinners like us,
他挂在木头上
He died on the cross,
当人在那里讥诮他你若是神的儿子你可以下来
When men are despising him and saying, If you are the son of God, then come down from the cross.
但是主没有为自己 行一件神迹。
But our Lord, he did not perform a miracle for himself.
他可以求父差遣十二营的天使。
Even though he could have asked God to send the host of angels.
一个天使曾经在一个晚上杀死了十八万五千人。
I tell you, just one angel can kill 180,000 people in one night.
但是我们的主为我们独自饮苦杯。
But our Lord took on the cup.For you,
受羞辱受痛苦
that he was despised, he was suffered,
他被人吐唾沫
that people spit on him,
他被鞭打
he was whipped,
哦弟兄姐妹他受了极大的痛苦
brothers and sisters, he took on the suffering for us,
他像婴孩吃奶的婴孩一样
he was acting like a nursing baby,
面对仇敌用他所有的 权力能力
facing an enemy who used all his strength,
但是主站在吃奶婴孩的地位胜过了仇敌。
But our Lord took on the position of a nursing baby and overcame this enemy.
他的生命他的美德胜过了仇敌。
Because his life is higher than any.
叫那仇敌和报仇的是闭口无言。
So that the enemy now is speechless.
我们来到主面前我们说感谢赞美主。
So that's why we come to our Lord and said we thank him.
他胜过了仇敌。
Because he has overcome.
他是站在人的地位上胜过了仇敌。
In fact, he took on a position of man and he overcame.
他全得胜大得胜。
He overcame greatly.
今天仇敌再也不能控告我们。
So now the accuser can no longer accuse us.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢
?Who will bring a charge against God's elect?
有神称他们为义了。
God is the one who justified.
我们的主站在人的地位上。
When our Lord took on a position of a man,
他受审判受刑罚。
He was condemned and he was punished.
但是因为他是圣洁他是公义的。
But because he was just and he was holy.
因为他满足了父神所有公义的要求。
Because he is the only one that can satisfy God's requirements.
神没有叫他的圣者见朽坏。
So that God did not let his holy one see decay.
他从死里面复活了。
Three days after, he was raised.
复活好像是我们得到一个把握。
His resurrection now is our assurance.
今天赎价已经付清了。
Today we know the price is paid.
神的心已经满足了。
God is now satisfied.
我们因着信就被称为义。
So now through faith, we are called righteous.
再也没有人能够来控告我们。
No one can bring a charge against us anymore.
再也没有谁来定我们的罪
And there's no one else who can condemn us.
因为基督耶稣他已经死了而且从死里复活
Christ Jesus is he who died yes rather who was raised
Hallelujah 他不只为我们复活
Hallelujah not only he was resurrected for us
他为我们升天
he was also raised for us
这边讲到说如今在神的右边也替我们祈求
Who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
他是那慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is now the center of mercy, the great priest.
他是长远活着为我们祷告。
And he now lives forevermore to intercede for us.
不论我们觉得有的时候何等的孤单。
Doesn't matter when you feel lonely.
但是弟兄姐妹我们要认识有一位他正在为我们祷告。
Know that, brothers and sisters, there is one who intercedes for you.
有时候我们觉得何等的无助。
At times we felt helpless.
我们有一位大祭司他正在为我们祷告。
Know that there is a great priest praying for you.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
There is a song that I love.
有人在为你祷告。
Someone is praying for you.
无论在怎么样的环境，我们永远要知道有人在为你祷告。
Doesn't matter what situation you're in, know that there is someone praying for you.
有一位大祭司。
There is a great priest.
他在为我们祷告。
Who intercedes for us?
神爱我们的大爱。
This great love of God.
当我们真正来进入。
When you truly understand,
我们知道他不只差他的儿子
then you know that not only he sent his son,
不只主为我们来他舍命救赎我们
not only he sent his son to die and save us.
当我们读到罗马书到第八章我们就一直看见这个爱是不能隔绝的爱
And when you read Romans chapter 8, now you know this love cannot be.Ever be separated anymore.
这个爱是要把我们一直爱到他永远心里的里面。
This love will lead you to him forevermore.
叫这个爱在我们的身上。
So that this love can now be revealed in you.
我们说我们不止蒙恩得救了。
And then now we can say that not only am I saved,
他还叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But now God is causing all things to work together for good for those who love Him.
他把他儿子赐给我们。
Not only He gave us His Son.
不只为我们流血舍命。
Not only He bled and died for us.
不只叫我们罪得赦免。
Not only He released us of our sin.
叫我们能够真的得着神儿子一切的丰满。
But He wants us to receive His abundance completely.
所以我们看见他一路一路的带我们往前去。
So that's why we can say that He is leading us onward.
他的心意是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Because His will is to conform us to His image.
他的心意是要把我们一直领到荣耀里。
And His will is to lead us into glory.
罗马书第八章从三十节讲到说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
So Romans 8:35 starts with, who will separate us from the love of Christ?
他说，是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿？是赤身肉体吗？
Will tribulations or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness?
他讲到很多外面的苦难。
All these external circumstances.
他也讲到内心的忧虑。
Then it also talks about the internal sorrow.
是生是死吗？
Is it life or death?
他也讲到后面讲到许多灵界的势力。
And then it also talked about a lot of spiritual realm.
他讲到天使掌权的有能的。
He said that the angels that has the might.
他讲到我们在时间上受很大的考验。
Or principalities.
现在的事，将来的事。
Things present or things to come.
讲到我们遇到许多空间的难处。
Or powers or difficult things.
无论是高处的，是低处的。
Nor height nor depth.
还有很多是我们不能理解的。
Things that we could never understand.
他讲到别的受造之物。
Nor any other created thing.
他说这一切没有什么能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Yet.All these things will not be able to separate us from the love of God.
那希伯来书十三章告诉我们，他总不撇下我们。
Hebrews 13 says that He will never forsake us.
他也不丢弃我们。
He will never leave us.
约翰福音十三章告诉我们说，他既爱我们，他就爱我们到底。
John 13 tells us that He loves us until the end.
在这边我们看见。
So here, let us know.
他说，靠着爱我们的主。
That through the Lord who loves us.
在这一切的事上，已经得胜有余了。
All the things, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loves us.
当我们软弱的时候，
So when we get weak,
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
我们可以靠着我们的主。
Through our Lord, we can be strengthened.
我们有需要的时候，
When we have need,
我们可以靠着我们的主。
Through the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹，靠着主已经是很宝贵了。
Through our Lord is marvelous.
他这里原来的意思呢，是讲到然而经过爱我们的主。
Here, the original language says, through Him,Who loved us.
在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer.
意思是说，我们不只是靠着我们的主。
Meaning that more than we just relied on Him.
我们更是要经过我们的主。
In fact, we're going to do it through Him.
是的，我们的主他乐意来帮助我们。
In fact, our Lord wants to help you.
他是天天背负我们重担的主。
Because know that He carries your burden day by day.
他乐意供应我们的需要。
He's willing to supply you.
软弱的时候他乐意来扶持我们。
When you're weak, He wants to strengthen you.
你在患难当中他乐意来帮助你。
And in tribulation, He wants to get you through.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们说经过了这么多不同的事情，
Brothers and sisters, through these many things,
我们只是靠主呢？
Are you just relying on Him?
还是我们更渴望说，主啊，我愿意是经过你？
Or are you, do you want to do it through Him?
经过你，弟兄姐妹，我们不是客观的，我们经历到主帮我这个，主为我做这件事。
To do it through Him is no longer an objective thought.
还是我们说主让你的生命充满在我们的里面。
But now you have to do it filled with His life.
我们从主来经过。
That through Him we do things.
我们经过主，当我们看见思维的难处。
And we see all the circumstances.
我们所看见的就完全不一样了。
And now you see that your perspective is different.
很多时候，有一个比喻哈，他讲到就是说， 有一个海面，下面呢有很多的礁岩。
So there's an analogy saying that underneath the surface there's a lot of
rocks. 那我们呢可以说，这些就比喻着我们今天在人生的路上，你有很多遇到的患难，不同的难处。
So meaning that in your life you will face tribulations.
我想我们第一个反应说，主啊，你把这个难处挪去。
The first thing that should come to mind is you're going to ask the Lord to take away this rock.
把这些礁岩拿去，或者我这个船开不过去啊。
Move these rocks so that my boat can go through.
就感谢主，很多时候主也听我们的祷告。
And thanks to the Lord, at times He will remove these rocks.
我们也听到很多时候，我们自己也做见证，遇到了这个难处，祷告祷告，就把这个难处挪去了。
And oftentimes through our testimonies, we know that when we pray, God removed this obstacle.
我们说哈利路亚。
And we say hallelujah.
但是有很多的时候。
But how often other times?
神没有把这些石头挪去。
God did not move those rocks.
有人讲说我不祷告还好，越祷告那个问题就 越严重了。
Some people say that, well, the more I pray, the worse it becomes.
也许我们需要认识到有另外一个祷告。
Then maybe you should know there's another way to pray.
我们不只是靠主，我们说主，我们要经过你。
Maybe it's not just relying on God to move the rocks, but do it through Him.
好，我们可以经历到主那个生命是这么样的不能测度的。
You do it like that, then you could test His marvelous, His fullness.
这么丰富
His abundance.
然后呢，他能够让水能够涨高。
And what He will do is He will raise the water level.
多少时候我们说主啊，扩充我们生命的度量。
So oftentimes we pray, Lord, extend us.
改变我们。
Change us.
今天他要改变环境。
So today.Is he going to change the circumstances?
他先改变我们。
Or is he going to change you?
我们蒙的福是更大的。
The later one is greater.
我们说主啊，叫我们从你来经过。
So ask the Lord to help you go through this with him.
当这个水涨高的时候
，When the water level rises,
底下的礁岩还没有改变
，Then the rocks are still there.
但是我们能够超越这各样的难处。
Yet now you're above it.
他这边告诉我们说，是的，经过爱我们的主。
He says that through him who loved us,
在这一切的事上已经得胜，有余料。
In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer.
不是仅仅的得胜
，not just barely conquer,
而是得胜而且有余
，but overwhelmingly conquer.
今天靠我们自己，永远胜不了。
Today through yourself, nothing.
我们多少时候充满了忧虑
？We are just filled with Scare and sorrow,
充满了烦恼
anxiety.
但是今天若是我们经过主
but today if we are doing it through Him,
然后我们就经历到主他是胜过一切的主
then you can experience that He overcomes all.
我们能够讲到得胜而且有余
then now we can proclaim conquer, but overwhelmingly conquer.
那这段圣经讲到很多的患难痛苦
Now, these few verses talk about all these different situations.
他讲到危险，讲到刀剑。
Talk about danger, persecution, sore.
也许我们会觉得说，感谢主哈，今天我们遇不到这些。
Maybe we'll say thanks to the Lord that today I'm not facing those things.
他可能是讲到初代教会那个受大逼迫，罗马政权的逼迫的时候，是的，很多基督徒为主殉道。
Maybe Paul is just talking about the beginning church when Christians are being persecuted, they're being slaughtered.
但是今天我们基督徒在一生的当中
But today as Christians in your lifetime,
可能就在你生活的里面
Maybe just in your daily things,
还是遇到许许多多的事情
You face many different difficulties.
我们真是在这段圣经里面主让我们看见没有什么能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
But in this verse understands that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ.
有一个姊妹
There's a sister.
她的先生是不信主的。
And her husband was a non-believer.
是非常坚决的无神论的。
Someone who is strongly against Christ.
那姊妹呢？她信主，她又很爱主。
An atheist, but the wife, the sister who loves the Lord a lot.
所以在家里面呢，就产生了很大的矛盾。
So you can see that at home there's conflict.
后来。那个时候的先生呢、啊，就要他做一个拣选了。
And then later on, the husband asked the wife to make a choice.
你 要不然你就否认你的信仰。
That either you reject your belief,
要不然那我们就得分开了。
Or we get a divorce.
弟兄姐妹，我们很难想象那是一个怎么样的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think it is easy to imagine that suffering.
后来姊妹说，我不愿意什么离婚的，我是基督徒。
Sister said that as a Christian, I don't want a divorce.
但是我绝对不会放弃我的信仰。
But yet I can't give up Christ.
那最后他那时候先生就离弃了他。
And then later on the husband.Left her.
是他一讲到他里面还是非常的伤痛。
Whenever she mentioned it, she is still filled with sorrow.
但是每一次在伤痛的时候
But every time when she was in sorrow,
主的爱在充满在他的里面。
The love of God filled her.
没有什么叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
What will separate us from the love of Christ?
不只是在初代的教会，他们是的受很多的逼迫。
Terry said, yes, the beginning church faced persecutions.
今天神的儿女在地上为主站住的时候
，Yet today, as Christian, when you want to stand firm,
也是受逼迫的。
You will be persecuted.
但主要坚固我们的心。
But the Lord will strengthen you.
经过这一切外面的环境
When you go through these circumstances,
我们认识到他不叫我们白白的受苦
then you will know that you will not suffer for vain.
他要把他自己充满在我们的里面赐给我们
He wants to fill you.
没有什么叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
So who will separate us from the love of Christ?
巴不得我们彼此勉励
So let's encourage each other.
在人的里面也常常讲人十常八九这个苦难是不是十常八九
that,、
遇到的难处是多的
It's a Chinese saying that says that nine out of ten things are bad
主告诉我们说他去了之后他没有撇下我们在地上做孤儿
But the Lord told us that when he left he did not leave us
但他也告诉我们我们在世界上是有苦难的
But he also reminds us that we will go through suffering.
但是我们在他里面有什么？有平安。
But it is through him we have peace.
我们感谢主。
So we thank him.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
That he loves us until the end.
他在这边让我们认识到说，无论是死，无论是生，是天使是掌权的。
Here says that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities
无论是现在的事是将来的事
things present things to come
高处的低处的
height or depth
很多时候我们站在一个高处
sometimes when we are at our height
我们充满了欢乐
we are filled with joy
有的时候我们好像在低谷
but sometimes we're in the depth
哎呀我们觉得说这个环境这么的艰难
and we thought that this is the hardest thing ever
他说没有什么能够叫我们与神的爱来隔绝
but none of these things can separate us from the love of God
在高处是的常常主把我们高举我们说感谢赞美主
at your height when you're being exalted you praise the Lord
但是有一篇荒漠甘泉特别就讲到什么是雨水汇集的地方呢
but then there is a saying that saysWhere is the place where the rainwater is gathered?
那是在深谷的地方。
It is at the depth of a valley.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记。
So brothers and sisters, don't you forget.
神叫万事互相效力。
That God caused all things to work together for good.
爱神的人能够得益处。
To those who love God.
他叫我们在人生当中，无论是高山，无论是低谷。
So that our life, be that at the height or at the depth,
他叫我们都能够来经历他的爱是不改变的爱。
We can experience his never-changing love just the same.
我们可以藏身在他里面。
That we can hide ourselves in him.
今天就算他这边讲到有许多属灵仇敌来的攻击。
Here, even though we're surrounded by a spiritual enemy.
啊，特别到了末后的时代。
Especially at the end times.
我们说是。夜最深的时候
When you say that this is the darkest part of the night
是征战最猛烈的时候
When the battle is the most fierce
使得主的工作越来越靠近
Yes, we know that God's work is close
主要完成他的工作
His completion is about to end
撒旦呢他也不甘心他在那里兴风作浪
And Satan, his last breath is raising all these troubles
但是今天我们可以藏身在主的里面
But today we can hide
这爱是在主基督耶稣里的。
Because this love is hidden in Christ.
啊，今天我们藏身在主的里面。
So now today, if you hide in Christ,
当主为我们受浸，当他受浸的时候。
When our Lord was baptized,
是的，有圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
He saw the Holy Spirit as a dove descended on him.
天上的父神发声说话。
Father God spoke.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Is my beloved son, one who I am pleased.
因为我们的主圣洁没有瑕疵。
Because our Lord is holy without blemish.
他不需要受那个悔改的洗礼。
He never needed to be baptized of repentance.
但是他甘愿放下他的自己。
But yet he was willing to do it.
他站在人的地位上。
He took on a position as a man.
他说：“理当尽诸般的义。”
Said, then I should then satisfy all these laws.
当圣灵降在他的身上。
Then the Holy Spirit came on him.
神说这是我的爱子。
And God said, this is my beloved son.
神所喜悦的。
One who I am pleased.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们蒙神的喜悦。
So brothers and sisters, for us to be pleased to God.
因为我们今天都在爱子的里面。
We have to be in the Son.
神看见我们，他看见他的儿子。
So now when God sees us, he now sees his Son.
他爱我们像爱他儿子一样。
So that he can love us just like he loved his Son.
很多时候我们看自己，我们自己都不满意。
If you just look at yourself for who you are, I don't think you are pleased with yourself.
我们里面有多少的不完全？
Because we know how imperfect we are.
我们有多少的地方还是我想说，我看都不满意啊。
How many things that I don't even like about myself.
但是今天感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
这个爱是在主基督耶稣里。
That this love is given to us in Christ.
这个爱把我们爱到主的里面。
And this love now takes us into God.
今天我们能够藏身在基督里。
So now we get to hide in Christ.
我们说我们是蒙爱的儿女。
So we can be called beloved children.
他怎么爱他的儿子？
How he loved his son.
今天他爱我们。
He loved us just the same.
那这个爱是牺牲的爱。
And this is the love of sacrifice.
这个爱是不改变的爱。
And this is the never changing love.
是永远的爱。
A never ending love.
耶利米书第31章第3节。
Jeremiah 31:3.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说
The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying,
我以永远的爱爱你。
I have loved you with an everlasting love.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
他以永远的爱爱我们。
Love us with an everlasting love.
这爱叫主来为我们舍命。
This love that made God give up His Son to die.
在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪。
He died on the cross for our sin.
我们来到主面前，我们充满了感谢。
So when we come before our Lord, let us come with thanksgiving.
何等牺牲的爱。
What a love of sacrifice.
圣洁的圣子，他竟为我们死在十字架上。
This holy Son of God died for us on the cross.
这个爱是永远的爱。
And this love is also an everlasting love.
弟兄姐妹，救赎是一个手续。
Brothers and sisters, salvation is a process.
是非常非常关键的。
It is critical.
但是主他爱我们。是永远的爱来爱我们。
But our Lord loves us with the everlasting love.
他要把我们一直爱到他永远的心意里。
He wants to love us until we fall into his will.
他要把我们这些儿女们制作满有基督长成的身量。
He wants to mold and conform his children into him.
他要率领众子能够进到荣耀的里面。
And he wants to lead his many sons into glory.
今天我们有时候没有办法明白这个爱何等的深厚。
So at times we still don't understand how deep his love is.
深哉深哉耶稣的爱。
This deep, deep love of God.
但是今天我们知道这个爱是永远的爱。
But now we know that this love is an everlasting love.
每次我们摸着了一点。
And every time when we touches a little bit,
我们就更深的向主发出感谢和赞美。
Then we thank him for a little more.
他正在制作我们。
Because he is now conforming.
他正在改变我们。
He is now transforming us.
他正在叫万事互相效力。
So that he is also causing all things to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For good to those who love God.
弟兄姐妹，这些万事可能有好的，但是有很多是带我们经过许多的难处。
Brothers and sisters, when he says all things, not all things are going to be good. Sometimes all things are whatever it is.
有很多的事情，也许我们一生也没有办法完全的明白。
Many times these things are things that we never understand.
到那一天我们见主的时候，我们或许能够说，我才完全的知道神真是何等的爱我们。
And maybe until that one day, when you get to meet Christ,You will know why.
巴不得今天借着罗马书第八章，主向我们来说话。
And I really hope that God will speak to you through Romans chapter 8.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who will separate us from the love of Christ?
什么能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
And who, what is able to separate us from the love of God?
没有。
Nothing.
这个爱是在基督耶稣里的。
Because this love is bestowed to us through Christ.
我们来到神面前，我们说感谢赞美主。
So that's why we come to God and praise Him.
这是何等惊人的大爱。
And how amazing is this love?
他为我们受死。
That not only He died for us.
今天我们的锁链都脱落。
Now that all our chains are broken.
我们的心都苏醒。
And our heart is now awake.
我们能够欢然跳跃。
That we can jump in joy.
我们随主来前往。
To follow Christ.
我们从主来经过每一件的事情。
So now let us experience all these things through Christ.
神没有降灾祸的意念。
Because God never wants bad things to happen.
他只有赐恩的意念。
He only has thoughts of mercy.
也许我们今天不明白。
So maybe today you don't understand yet.
但是求主把一个信心赐给我们。
But ask the Lord to give you faith.
主爱我们。
That he so loved us.
他为我们流尽他的宝血。
That he gave us his blood.
主爱我们。
That he so loved us.
这个爱是自己的爱。
This love, who himself is.
他舍了他的自己。
That he gave up himself.
是为了把他自己来赐给我们。
So that he can give us him.
主爱我们。
That he so loved us.
要把我们爱到荣耀的里面。
That he wants to love us.Into glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信。
So brothers and sisters,
我们接受。
Believe,
我们也祷告，在每一件大事小事，我们经过主。
And pray that through big things or small things, do it through Him.
我们来经历到，使我们能够得胜。
So that we may experience and conquer.
而且是得胜有余。
And overwhelmingly conquer.
感谢主，我们再来唱诗歌第179首。
So now let us sing song 179 again.
何能如此如我也能
And can it be that I should gain
得着救主保血权利
An interest in the Savior's blood
为谁使他如此痛苦
Died he for me who caused his pain
他为我他乐受苦之极
For me who him to death pursued
我们请是请弟兄姐妹为我们弹奏一句我们来唱惊人大爱何能如此我主我神敬畏我主
哈
利路亚何能如此如我也能得着救主保险权利为谁使他如此痛苦为我他能受苦自己竟然在何等如此何等救主敬畏我死竟然大爱何能如此我主我神敬畏我死 是我主我神敬畏我死
My God, my Lord, you died for me
弟兄姐妹，我们站起来，我们从第一节来唱。巴不得早间这一个大爱充满在我们的里面。我们稍微唱得快一点点。